Good morning and welcome to Sunday Mornings at Kairos with Pastor Brent. If it's your first time joining us today, you are our VIP. Hopefully someone from our greeting team connected with you and got you a VIP bag. If not, stop by the Connect area after service to grab one. Inside that bag is a free drink card for Echo Coffee and some information to help you learn more about Kairos. Also, there is a Connect card. Please take time to fill that out today so we can help you get connected with Kairos. If you haven't already, now is a great time to get your kids' birth through fourth grade checked in to Kids Ministry. We also have our new 5th and 6th grade ministry called Movement. Be sure to get them checked in as well. If your kids will be staying with you, we have a packet of activities for them to do during service. Grab one at any kids check-in area. Here's what we have in store today. Moment Maker Spotlight, Bible Trivia Battle, and our special guests today are Brad Beatty of Heart for Winter Haven and video update from Pastor Gary of Ireland for Jesus. Pastor Brent will lead us in a time of prayer, praise, and scripture, followed by a time of worship. Lastly, someone will get to spin a wheel of giving. Before we begin, take a few moments to greet someone around you. Now join me in welcoming Pastor Brad to the stage.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Kairos. How you guys doing today? Yeah, you guys sound lively. I had a good time of worship. That opening song was awesome, wasn't it? Dude, last service clapped more at the end of it, and I thought they were just glad it was over. But y'all were getting into it, so I appreciate that. Well, hey, I'm excited that you're here with us today. If it's your first time, welcome. I don't want to call you guys out, but do I have like a group of Warner? Is it Warner students? Let's go! Okay, cool. Look at that, like the whole row. Welcome. We're glad you guys are here. For any of our first-time guests, or if you're joining us again for a while, you're like, what is happening? What is this dude doing? Why is he sitting at a desk? Just real quick, this isn't what we do every single week. This is the series that we're in, Sunday Mornings with Pastor Brent. We are focusing on missions. We started off looking at local missions, talking about how we can serve and get involved in the church, talking about kids and youth and getting plugged into our crews in various ways. So that's how we started this whole thing out. If you were here last week, we had two guests where we highlighted Echo Ministries, which is a foster closet with Jen Stirk, and Saida McCray of Feeding Haven, which is a food pantry that'll be being started out of our church in October. And so that was really, really cool. A couple of wins just from the last couple of weeks, because the whole purpose of all of this is to get you all excited and involved and connected with missions work or serving in some capacity, whether it's in the church or through some organization that we partner with. And so we talked about Echo and the Feeding Haven, and last week they were sharing with me afterwards that they had such a great response. Saida of Feeding Haven shared with me that she had 15 people sign up to join her ministry last week. And 10 more told her that they're going to bring forms back. So she's got a total of 25 people serving. So, man, kudos to you guys for showing up, for responding. Jen Stirk also told me, because we talked about this closet crew thing where individuals and businesses can adopt a tote to fill it with clothes for a specific age range. There was a family in our church that adopted two totes to fill. And so that's amazing. Thank you guys for representing in that way. And then lastly, we've been talking about serving, getting plugged in. We have our first moments, our Kairos Moments pathway. It's happening tonight. It's kind of a single one-time class that we're doing in August. We have 15 people that are going through this class for the first time. So that's amazing. Thank you guys for responding. That is what we're doing. Today, we're going to be sharing a little bit from our international missions partner, Ireland from Jesus for Jesus. You'll be hearing a video from him. And then Brad Beatty from Heart for Winter Haven will be joining me on stage to share about what they do in our community. Next week, we're closing this whole thing out. We're going to bring in a regional manager for the Care Portal, and we will become a Care Portal church. And I would encourage you to come hear about that, what that means, and how we're going to continue to find ways to serve people in our community. We'll also be joined by our missions coordinator, Larry Renfro. It's going to be an awesome time. So that's kind of what's been going on in this series, what we're doing, focusing on missions. If you saw when you came in, we're doing a food drive for the mission of Winter Haven. We delivered a large an order of food to them last week, and we're already filling up again. And so keep bringing food on Sunday, or you can bring it throughout the week to the coffee house when it's open, and we'll keep delivering that to them all month long. And so that's amazing. So make sure you're doing that. One of the other things that we're doing for this series is highlighting our volunteers. We call them moment makers. So this is the moment maker spotlight. I wanted to do something a little bit different today. And so today I am highlighting my children. Five of my children who serve and have been serving since the birth of Kairos. Like, we put them to work even when they were like 4 and 5. We're like, carry that tote up the stairs, okay? You don't have a choice. Like, this has got to happen. And they've been serving in so many different ways, in so many different capacities. Trin, Amani, Seth, Sean, and Delaney serving in Echo Coffee, in kids, in presentation. And then basically just doing everything I don't want to throughout the week. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I don't wanna do that. I don't wanna, you know, get sweaty. So go move the chairs, go reset the tables, go take out the trash. And interestingly enough, it can be a dangerous job. There's proof of this came last week when Sean was taking out the trash and a bottle fell and shot up and busted his lip right open. There it is, busted him open. He came over, he goes, Dad, I'm bleeding. I'm like, yeah, buddy, let me look. And I'm like, oh, Lord, I think there's something missing from your lip. Ended up taking him to urgent care. As you can see, he was having a great time. Ended up getting 2 stitches. So serve at Kairos, y'all, and you can bleed and get stitches. It's just a wonderful, that doesn't happen often. It was just funny that it happened this past week. But so thankful for my kiddos and all the ways that they serve and that they are champions of this church. I just want to take a minute to highlight some of our other staff kids. Man, our staff kids, they end up being up here and helping even when they don't want to. I'll be honest. Like, they're here and we're like, find something to do. And if you don't find something to do, I will find something for you to do. And so I wanted to highlight them and the ways that they serve. So we have Wesley. It's good to laugh at yourself. Wesley Masson, he serves in various capacities with his mom, Kim Masson, who's our director of engagement. We have Emily and Tucker Baylog, who also serve in various capacities when their family is up here. And then, of course, we have Sam Lobbity. This is Michelle's daughter. She's an adult now, but she serves in so many different capacities. So I'm thankful for each of them. And then I'll also share with you, this is really, really cool. We have over 20 teenagers that serve every single weekend at Kairos Church. That's a huge thing. So shout out to them. Shout out to our moment makers in the way that they serve, care, invest in other kids and in our church. That's an amazing thing. All right. Done with that. It's time for the best time of the day. We're going to get into some Bible trivia battle. If I gave you one of the little deals, would you hold that up for me? I'm going to see where you're at. Go ahead and turn it on the back. Make sure it's on. Once you get it on, go ahead and push it. Let's make sure it's working. Someone, okay, I got that one. Now, don't push it again until, who's next? There's one back there, got it. Hold on a second. Now, there's another one, got it. Okay, one more. There's that one, and then I wanna make sure yours is working. You guys are contenders. You know what I'm saying? And so here's what we're gonna do. Today, the topic is, whose kid is that? Okay, and we're gonna be in the Old Testament. I'm gonna give you names of kids, and then you gotta tell me who their father is, all right? I'm gonna be honest, like, as with previous weeks, these aren't like easy questions. These are tough questions. For those of you who don't have a buzzer, but you know the answer, find someone with the buzzer and tell them the answer. Don't just shout it out, because that ruins it for everybody. Don't be that person, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so here we go. You guys ready? All right, here we go. Who is the father of Ephraim and Manasseh? What? Those aren't even real names. You made that up. Joseph is the father. Absolutely. All right. Those are 2 of the 12 tribes, by the way. Good job back there. Make sure you keep track of how many points and answers you got. All right. Next one. Who is the father of Absalom? Absalom. David is correct. I don't know why I had to look. I was like, I don't know if he's right on that. I wanted you to be wrong. That's weird. Yes, David. And so Absalom, he murdered his brother, ended up trying to take David's throne from him, and he died in a very, very violent way. You can go check it out. It's an awesome story. Okay, here we go. Who is the father of Nimrod? Nimrod. Another wonderful name if you are pregnant for your child. Nimrod. Any guesses? I'll give you a hint. This is Ham's grandson. Ham, if you know who Ham is, if you don't, you're like, that's just a sandwich meat, bro. What are you talking about? Also, this is a territory, a biblical territory that's mentioned. Ooh, this is a hard one. Does anyone know this one? Starts with a C. Does anyone just want to guess? Rhymes with push. Ooh, Cush. Yeah, all right, he got it. All right, great. So everyone's like, that. What kind of weird Bible trivia is this? You're making stuff up. Go check out Nimrod. He was like one of the mightiest men, and it led to the Tower of Babel, and it's great stuff. Okay, here we go. This one's hard to pronounce. Who is the father of Mephibosheth? What's up there? Mephibosheth. Chef?
Jonathan.
Wow. Let's go. Jonathan, that's right. Okay, this is Jonathan's son. He ended up being lame. He was protected by David, his grandson of Saul. You got two. Let's go, man. All right, here we go. Next one. Another M. Who is the father of Melchizedek? The father of Melchizedek. Anybody? If you know the answer.
No one.
Trick question. He has no father. Okay, let me read this to you. Hebrews 7:3, without father or mother, without genealogy, believed by many to be a Christophany, which is Jesus Christ before the incarnation. Anyway, this is awesome. If you want to go down a rabbit trail, go and study Melchizedek, Genesis 13, 14. It's an amazing story. Sorry, that was just a little fun trick question. Someone, man, it was great last week. Someone gave the answer away on the question before that, and I was like, how did you know? Anyway, okay, we got to keep moving. Okay, who is the father of Japheth? Japheth. Here's a hint. Spent a lot of time on the water. You cheating people. All right, Andy, I think you got it.
Noah.
It was Noah. It was Noah. I don't know how you figured that out. All by yourself, man. Kudos to you. Okay. You got how many? Two. Anyone else got two? You got two? Okay. You did. I'm still questioning it. I'm questioning you all together. I don't know why. I'm so sorry. All right, tiebreaker question. Who's the father of Abram and Haran? Don't say the answer. This is a tough one. He traveled to Ur. Does that help? In Hebrew, it means delay or wonder. And if you know Hebrew, you might get this. This is a hard one. No guesses. It starts with a T. Who shouted that out? Right over here? Beep your buzzer and call in, man. Give it to him. You better stop cheating back there, bro. Andy buzzed in first. Tara, it's Tara for sure. Tara, there you go. All right, you win by, you know, association with them. If you want to split this free drink with them, we can pour it into little cups and you guys can have a party out front. It'll be great. Man, so those are some tough things. And hey, listen, last week is our last Bible trivia battle. So if you're like, man, I've been stumped this whole time, here's your assignment. Go home, read the whole Bible in 1 week, and come back with all that knowledge, and you'll be a contender. Thank you guys so much for playing. Be sure to hand those in to me afterwards. All right, here's the deal. We're going to enter into our guest segment time. Ireland for Jesus is going to be a video that they're going to show you. We've been partnered with Ireland for Jesus for 4 years now, and really, really cool thing. Me and Pastor Gary were talking this past week, and he shared with me, and I didn't know this, but he told me that we were one of the first churches to partner with them over 4 years ago, and we still are today. It's just an amazing thing. So check out this video from Pastor Gary.
Hello, Kairos Church. It's Gary here from Ireland for Jesus, and I'm delighted to be giving you an update on the ministry right here at the Cliffs of Moher, which is one of Ireland's iconic sites, one of our areas of outstanding natural beauty. First of all, we want to say a heartfelt thank you for your partnership in the gospel. We are so thankful for your financial support, for your prayers, and for championing us as we live out our calling of reaching all of Ireland with the good news of Jesus Christ. As you continue to pray for us, I wanted to highlight some areas of the ministry that you could really focus in on. First of all, over these last couple of years, the ministry has really grown, and we're now adding more staff members, and we would ask you to pray for the Lord's leading as we appoint people in certain roles to allow the ministry to grow and expand into what God has called us to be. In recent times, we've also placed a major emphasis on reaching children and young people with the gospel right across our island, and our entire summer now is taken up with VBS programs right across the island. So would you pray for many, many children and young people to open their hearts to Jesus and give him their yes. We are so encouraged by what God is doing across our nation in these days. And it's because of people like you that this ministry is possible. As you'll know, if you're following our newsletters, our prayer updates, that about 3 months ago, we opened an exciting new project in the heart of Belfast City. It's in close proximity to Belfast's two main universities. We have opened a coffee shop and a secondhand clothing store, real good quality clothes. And we're seeking to utilize this project to reach many students with the gospel. Within about a 5 mile radius of our building, there's around 40,000 college students. So that's so exciting. Pray for us as we build relationships, share the gospel, and make disciples for King Jesus. We would ask you, as this project begins to expand, that we would have much wisdom in our decision making. In the coffee shop space, it's a large coffee shop. We plan to grow the church there around 100 or 120 people. So please be uplifting us in prayer. In summer 2027, we plan to launch a new internship program here in Ireland. And that's going to be mainly focused in our coffee shop and clothing store. We're praying for 7 people to come from the United States to join us in our project. 2/3 of the intern's time will be spent working in the coffee shop, working in the clothing store, building relationships, winning people for Jesus, and becoming a part of the core group of our new church plant. The church plant is called Fresh Life Church, and that's what we endeavor to do, to bring the fresh life of the gospel into the lives of people in Belfast City. And we'd asked you that you would pray that the Lord would send the right people our way, and we can really launch this internship program and it can become a real success. The other third of the intern's time will be spent engaging in a program around spiritual formation, particularly around the history of Christianity in Ireland, with a major focus on the life and ministry of St. Patrick, that great pioneer missionary who brought the gospel to the Emerald Isle in the 5th century. And he and his missionary team had not only an impact right across Ireland, but also his influence touched Europe and the corners of the earth. So we would ask you to pray as we shape that program that we would have much wisdom and that this would be really impactful. This Belfast project is going to be our Ireland for Jesus headquarters. We're going to have a training center there. We're going to have all sorts of compassion ministry there. And from that region, we want to send people out north, south, east, west, right across the island of Ireland. You know, if you read revival history, when God touches Ireland, it always impacts the rest of Europe. And that's our desire, that once again, the continent of Europe would be one for Jesus. I want to give you a little update on the city of Newry. We've shared with you about Newry before. It's a strategic city located right on the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. A couple of years ago, we, in partnership with some leaders there on the ground, have really got behind a church plant there, and God is winning people to himself. He's having a real impact there in the city of Newry, and we would ask you to continue to pray for that work. Again, many children and young people are being touched with the good news. Many people who have been disconnected from church for 30, 40, yes, even 50 years are coming back to Jesus as they find true relationship with him. So please be praying for Newry. We are actually now working in 15 Irish locations. Would you pray for us? We are so excited and so encouraged by what God is doing across our island. And as we continue to build our support network, not only across Ireland, but also across the United States, we would ask you to pray for great favor from the Lord as we really seek to see a great move of the Holy Spirit across our nation. So Kairos family, a heartfelt thank you for all of your support, for all of your love, and for all of your encouragement. We want you to know that we are praying for you as you pray for us.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing ministry to be partnered with. Also, it's just cool to listen to him talk, right? And, you know, there's just a lot of cool things that they're doing, and, you know, 15 different locations, and it was just such a cool thing to see the way that God is working and moving, and that Kairos Church, we get to be a part of it. You know, he mentioned the Fresh Life coffee and clothing store, and, you know, he came out, and he learned about what we do, and we have coffee, and we have Echo Clothing, and I'm pretty sure he stole that idea from us, and so look at how I'm just kidding. But it's just really, really cool to see that. And then he talked a lot about the internship, and that's their focus, and they're working on that. And so he's looking for 7 to come from the United States. And if that's something that you're interested in doing, I'd say connect with him, reach out to him, and see what that looks like. What an opportunity. I would go do that right now. If I didn't have 10 kids, I'd go do that right now. Can I go? I can't. She said no. If you're looking to, you know, just get involved, he mentioned the newsletter. You can go to IrelandForJesus.com. You can email Gary and say, hey, I'd love to be added to the newsletter, or ask him information about the year-long internship, and then just be praying about everything that they got going on. If you're looking, we are a financial partner with Ireland for Jesus as well. So as you give to Kairos, we give to them. So you can give to that through our church, or you can go to IrelandForJesus.com and financially support them on your own. All right, so that's a cool thing. Continue praying about that ministry. What I want to do is I want to set up our next guest. This is Brad Beatty from Heart for Winter Haven, and I'm going to do that with a video, so check this out.
Sometimes I wake up in a hotel room. Sometimes it's in the backseat of our car.
We move so much. Sometimes we sleep in a shelter and it's loud all the time.
It's hard to get good sleep, so I wake up tired.
We go to the gas station so we can brush our teeth and change, so we always have to wake up really early.
I wish my teachers knew. I'm trying my best, even if I don't always have my homework done.
Every time we move, I have to make new friends.
I'm always the new kid.
I have to stay at the hotel alone because my mom is at work.
I just want to be a kid and not have to worry about where we're going to sleep every day.
I just want somewhere I can feel safe.
A perfect day would be waking up in my own bed, having breakfast at our own table, being able to go to school and come back to a house that's just for us.
If I had my own bedroom, it would feel like a castle.
If I had my own bedroom, I'd feel happy and safe.
If I had my own bedroom, I would love it, and it would be pink.
Winter Haven would be a better place if everyone was nice to each other and shared our toys.
Winter Haven would be a better place if no kids were hungry.
Winter Haven would be a better place if all kids had a bed to sleep in every night that was just for them.
No kid should have to worry about where they're going to sleep or if they would be kept safe. Your help can change that.
Please stand with us to end child homelessness.
Everything helps.
Everything helps.
Everything helps.
Everything helps.
Yeah, you can clap for that, cheer for that. Powerful video, and just kind of gives you a glimpse of what Heart for Winter Haven does. So if you would, join me in welcoming to the stage Brad Beatty. Welcome him. I got to go grab a microphone. I left it back here. And he just gets to stand there in awkward silence. Sorry about that. Here you go. All right, Brad, man. So take a few minutes and just kind of, you know, introduce yourself. Get those people a little bit about who you are.
Hi. I'm Brad, originally from Polk County. I did not share this with the last group, but my grandfather is actually from Belfast.
Oh, look at that.
And the Belfast revival that he's talking about was like 1850s, mm-hmm. 1860s. I think my great-great-grandfather was impacted by that. Wow. So got a little bit of
really cool. Look at that.
Yeah. I'm from here. Grew up in Babson Park, and then we moved to Winter Haven. And Winter Haven's been home for a long time. Love our community. I did move away for a little while. I was in the Navy, went away to college, that kind of stuff. But so glad to be back home. My wife, Amy, who's also a Floridian from Gulf Breeze. We have two kids. Both of them are married. And my son and daughter-in-law told us recently we're going to be grandparents. So yeah. We're excited about that.
Very, very good. Okay, most important question. What's your favorite coffee?
I'm a go-to cappuccino with a little bit of honey, and my favorite one I had was this morning at Echo. It was great.
All right, someone made him a cappuccino with honey. That sounds delicious, actually. That's awesome. So tell us, how long have you been with Heart for Winter Haven?
Sure. So we started Heart for Winter Haven in 2014 in January, so I've been from the beginning when it was just me and a little closet office down on Avenue C. As a way to be a blessing to the city, the verse that we were really following after is in Jeremiah 29. I think a lot of people know I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. If you back up a little bit to verse 7, it says, seek the welfare of the city and pray on its behalf, for in its welfare you'll find your welfare. Then he goes on to say the other part. So we want to be a blessing to our city, so we want to try to fill the gaps that we see and serve the people that are maybe invisible.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So share a little bit. I mean, because some people might not know about what it is you do and how you serve people. So just give like a brief overview of what ministry looks like day to day, week to week.
Sure. We're serving families. There's a statistic United Way uses called ALICE. And ALICE is an acronym, Asset Limited, Income Constrained, but Employed. And about 52-53% of Polk County families fall under that ALICE, which means they're one missed paycheck away or one broken down car that needs to be repaired away from possibly being homeless. So we have a high number of folks here in Polk County who are just really living on the margins. So a lot of the folks that come in are coming in that situation. So they're employed, they've got some kind of income, but something has happened and they're facing homelessness. And it's those families we're trying to apply like the different interventions, different ways that we try to help them either financially or mostly with just community.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. When I was came out to visit, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I can't remember, you were just walking me through and introducing me to people, and then you introduced the care managers, and I just love that. So talk through kind of what your care managers do and why you call it care managers.
Sure. Well, people are longing for being a part of something. A lot of people, in fact, I'd say 99% of the families that come in to see us don't have connections like you all have here. They don't have a place to belong to where people know their name, that if they're in trouble, they'd have a place to turn, not just for help, but advice, support, that kind of thing. So our care managers are really built to, kind of come in there and kind of wrap those people up with, you matter. We see, the trouble you're having, we understand it, and there's hope. So we used to joke we're hope dealers. We deal in a lot of hope because it's hope. Really, I think in the kind of biblical understanding, it's more like courage, isn't it? I mean, it's something that just gives you that ability to get up and fight when you know the odds are against you. And we have most hope when we have people walking alongside us. So that's what care managers do. They're there to you know, provide people with hope and say, hey, I'm with you, you know, through this long haul, whatever this looks like.
I love that. So you guys have a bold and audacious vision. So share a little bit about that.
We do. So about, I think, 3.5-4 years ago, we set a goal to end child homelessness in Winter Haven by the end, December 31st of 2030. And that seems like one of those impossible tasks. You'd think, like, wait, homelessness, it's always been. But in fact, that's not true. Homelessness is really a modern social issue. Really started creeping up in the 80s. You won't hear about homelessness until around the mid-80s. But it's a finite number. And so those 550 kids, we think, equals about 250 families. And we've already served 250 families. So we've taken out a number of the people that would have been homelessness. But we're committed to getting to that functional zero, which means it's a short duration. They don't stay in that situation for a long time, but they have long-term stability. And as new people come in, we'll have the capacity as a community, as a Winter Haven community, to, you know, get them kind of quickly rehoused and stabilized. So we know that that long-term impact, those homeless that people that are on the street corners or that you see panhandling or just, you know, that your heart struggles with, and you know we see that problem all over. Those adults were these children. Hmm. And if we want to see an impact in 15 years or in 20 years, see that problem become up something of the past, then we do something about this right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bold vision, and I love it so much. And so, you know, we talked a little bit about the care mentors, but you offer a lot of different programs. So I wanted to give you just a moment to share about the different programs that are offered through your organization.
Sure. You probably picked up on this. Our much like the Ireland for Jesus, they talked about in that internship, just building relationships. We know that at the root of poverty is not just material lack, because we're, you know, if you drove here in a car, you're in the top 2% of wealth in the world. If, you know, there's a lot of wealth in this country, so it's not a matter of resources that's keeping us from solving this problem like homelessness. But what everybody lacks is that connection and community, because it's really broken relationships, we think, that are at the heart of real poverty. So we've diagnosed it a little bit differently. And so with that different diagnosis comes a different kind of medicine we need. So if it's broken relationships, we need restored relationships. The promise of Christ is that happens as we come alongside each other, that as we walk with people at that speed of grace, that's where God does his magic and restores, and that whole ministry of reconciliation takes place as we walk alongside that. People begin to heal from their brokenness. So that's the great news, right? We don't have to stay there. There's the good news that he's come to, you know, bind up the brokenhearted, and we've all had that experience. Now that's how we pass that on. So with that kind of different prognosis or prescription, we do things that help people, you know, bring people into community to help them understand better relationships, not just the broken relationships they have with other people, but with God and with created things like money. I won't ask for a show of hands how many people have a broken relationship with money. A lot of us do. Or with work. Do we understand the purpose of work? So we have a program called Jobs for Life. Mm-hmm. Jobs for Life helps you understand you were created with purpose, and that work is one of the ways that God has given us from the very beginning, from the very first, you know, story in Genesis. Work gives us both purpose and a means to take care of ourselves and our family. That's true of all of us. So we help people to get back to that. And then with money, Faith and Finances is a really great program. Help you understand that God owns all things and we're just stewards of them. So how are we going to steward those things better? Yeah. So in that second class, Faith and Finances, we even teach the kids. Because parents, be honest, who throws you off your budget? Sorry, kids. You guys, you go in the Publix and you like want this and that. You know, so everybody learns. Where do you go when you need money? You go to work. You know how? You know who is the owner of all things? Well, God is the owner of all things.
Yeah.
So those are two big ones. We also have mental health counseling. We have rehousing assistance. Our care managers help people with that, helping them find an affordable apartment or go into one of our houses. You saw we have six homes that we have on a goal of getting 50. So our goal is to have 50 homes where people can come, stay, heal, create some financial margin, and then, you know, grow out of our care into their own home.
Yeah, that's awesome. When we were talking, you were sharing about the meals in schools that was happening in Lakeland. So just kind of talk about that and your desire to see that happen in Winter Haven.
So last year, we signed an agreement with Polk County Schools and started, one of our care managers was at Winter Haven High School throughout the year just to be closer to those students. At the time, I think they had 85 or 100 students who are identified at Winter Haven High School who experienced homelessness. So we're going to try to really work on that problem. We think that's 250 families. And so that of those 100 kids, that's hitting a large number of them. And we helped to man their food pantry and clothing pantry and then build those connections with those families. But in the process of that, kind of the word kind of got out, I learned about a group in Lakeland called Oasis. And they go to the schools very similar, but they have six people from their church who go to the school and they bring in lunch from Culver's, Panera, what have you. And then six are back at the church to pray for them. And the whole purpose is just invite those kids who've been identified as homeless. And they don't talk about homelessness. Kids don't even really know they're there. They just know they can go for a free lunch. But they build a relationship with those kids and some really beautiful things begin to happen. You know, if a kid needs a job, they help them find a job. A couple of times they've paid for them to go to driving school. Just as things kind of pop up. They love what we do, I think is why they contacted us. I love what they do, and I would love to see our churches come together and do that at Winter Haven and Lake Region High Schools. And this year we hope to also be at Lake Region, which are kind of the two main high schools for Winter Haven, to serve them. But they just go in there and love on those kids. They learn their names, which is huge, and they begin praying. And they pray by name for their needs every week, and it's really beautiful.
I think it's an amazing opportunity for churches to get involved in that way, to go and be a community, to share the love of Christ, the grace of Christ with these. And I'm going, Kairos Church, this is something we could get on board with Heart for Winter Haven, so that these kids can have that care community, to be known, right? To know that someone cares and loves you without any strings attached is an amazing thing. And so the church can get involved in that way. What are some ways that individuals can just partner with you guys?
Sure. I think, I mentioned Jobs for Life and Faith and Finances. We really, before COVID, we only worked through the local churches. And so the local churches would host site. And there might be people from all over the community who are volunteering there, but they're host sites. But we need more volunteers. COVID kind of messed that up in people's minds, but we want to get back to that. And we need volunteers. We need you to just come and walk with people. Mm-hmm. Just go that slow, steady pace that God goes with us, and see what grace does. So that's number one. We also have our community kitchen, which has a meal every Sunday at Living Word of Faith Church on Avenue Q Northwest, right off of First Street. It's just a meal for people in that neighborhood, a hot meal, nutritious meal to come. And we sit together and we, just make a place at the table. But that's a great time to come and volunteer, serve food, eat a meal together. Love to see y'all do that. And then, of course, the lunches, if somebody wants to talk about that and help me get that started. I've kind of started introducing the idea here at Winter Haven. The new principal at Winter Haven, Ms. Cotter, is really open to what we're doing, and she understands the need to really focus some time and intervention there. And then I think financially, it's very expensive. The average rent for a family is around $2,000 a month. If you're a young family, you know that's true. If you haven't rented for a long time, that seems absurd. But it's that high and higher. And that's just for 1 month, not to mention first, last, and deposit. So anytime somebody gets homeless, it's a very expensive measure. So sometimes we do have them stay in hotels. So, you know, we provide hotel vouchers until they can get moved into one of our permanent housing. But we would love to talk to you about that. So if you consider any of that, we'd love to talk with you.
Absolutely. I'm going to have you share about the banquet, but all like make sure like after service, stop by, chat with him. He's got a couple of flyers. You can learn a little bit more and just, you know, wherever God's leading you, I'd say, you know, get connected and just see what God wants to do through you and in our community. Share about the banquet that's coming up.
Yes. So every year, the last 10 years or so anyway, we've had our annual vision banquet. We just come and we celebrate all the work that God's done, and it's exciting. There's great energy in this service today. I can tell the difference. First service was great. Nothing
they were tired.
But there's a great energy here. It's a fun energy at our banquet, too, because we really are. We're sharing some of the personal stories that people who have kind of had some transformation take place in their life, and they want to share that. They get a chance to do that, but it really is in this idea of let's celebrate all that God has done and all he is. And it's just a way to learn about us and to see, you know, about 400 other people who will be there that night to celebrate and just kind of see what our community looks like. It's always a neat representation of Winter Haven. And I did mention that I think I wanted to make sure I did is the city of Winter Haven is a huge partner with us, as is the Polk County, which wasn't on my to-do list whenever I started Heart for Winter Haven, but they really are, our city government, our county government are fantastic partners in these kind of endeavors. They don't do creative things or they don't do those kind of things, but they're very, very supportive of that. And our housing partnership program, which helps families who are homeless, really is largely funded. That program in particular is funded by the city of Winter Haven. Mm. And so I'm really proud of that, and I'm proud of our city commission for taking on this issue of child homelessness and standing right with us and say, yeah, we can do better as a community. We have to do better.
Yeah, absolutely. Brad, thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for your time with us today. Would you give it up for Brad?
Yeah.
Man, again, I just encourage you, in any of the missions that we've talked about, whether it's Echo or Feeding Haven, Ireland for Jesus, Heart for Winter Haven, I mean, if you feel God leading you in any direction, I'll just take the first step. Take the first step, see what God does. You will be just amazed and surprised and blessed when you step into obedience to the areas that God is calling you to. Hey, I want to move into a time of prayer and praise and just share a little scripture with you. As I do that, I would encourage you, if you haven't already, there is a prayer and praise card and all these cards in the seat back in front of you. If you're in the front row, just reach behind, slap the person behind you and say, give me one of those cards, bro. And I would encourage you to fill out your prayers, praises. This is a huge part of what we do each and every week. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. We want to come alongside you. We also want to celebrate the things that God is doing in your life. Now, just as we've done this this whole series, there's just, if you've been here, you've probably noticed like there was this, and I'll honestly go unintentionally, but there's this just focus on rallying behind children in kids, in teenagers, in families. And I'm just seeing that just play out and the importance of it. And I go, man, you want to end something like child homelessness. It was something that was affected by their parents and their parents before them. And so it's really taking time to invest in the next generation and making sure that they know that they're loved, that they have a Savior, that Jesus died for them and cares for them, and that like there is hope. And as I thought about this, I was drawn to Deuteronomy 6, and it's the Shema. And I just wanted to take a moment to share that with you. It'll be on the screen behind me. So Deuteronomy 6, verse 3, it says this, "Listen, Israel, and be careful to follow the whole instruction the Lord your God has commanded you so that you may prosper and multiply greatly." Verse 4 of Shema says, "Listen, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strengths. These words that I'm giving you today are to be on your heart." Verse 7 says, "Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you sit in your house, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up." And again, like I go, man, this is our call. Like we are called to be hope dealers, right? to go and share the hope of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the grace of Jesus that we have found with those who are lost, who are broken, who are destitute. And that's the hope that we are called to give. And so we're called to care for children. We're called to protect children, to teach them, and just really show them the love of Jesus through our words and through our actions. As I considered all these things, I thought about one of our values, which is we call it to plant the future. Man, to love on, to care for children, and help them embrace Jesus in their life so that we can strengthen and encourage their relationship with Jesus so that it impacts them, it impacts their family, and their future family as well. And that's what we're talking about, planting the future. We're talking about impacting generations to come, and that's what we want to do. And it's our desire to come alongside you, your kids, to help teach them the love of God and to help them live for Jesus. But the reality of it is like this call, it goes beyond the walls of this church. It goes out to the families, to the children who don't have the hope that we found, who don't have community, who don't have love, who don't have protection. They've never heard of Jesus. And I go, man, it's our call. It's the Great Commission, right? To go, to share the love, to share the gospel, to share the hope that we have found in Jesus. Man, as we step into a new school year, there are going to be hundreds of opportunities, I think, for each and every one of us to share the love of Christ, to show the hope of Christ, to share the grace of God with somebody. And I'm saying, man, as those opportunities are presented, step into them. See how God works. See how God moves. What I want to do as we kind of close out our time in prayer is, you know, a new school year is beginning. And there are many who stand on the front lines to teach kids, to love kids, to care for kids within our schools. And so what I want to do is I want to close out our time in prayer. But as I do, I want to ask for specific individuals to stand so that we can pray for you. So if you are a teacher or are on staff at any school in any capacity, if you're willing to, would you stand right now so that we can pray for you? Stand and remain standing. If you are getting ready to homeschool your kids or have been homeschooling your kids, you're a homeschool parent, would you also stand? Because that is a hard and holy calling as well. There are difficulties there. We want to pray for you. If you serve kids in any capacity, in any way, care for them, would you also stand? Our youth ministry is getting ready to kick off. They're getting back to their midweek. These students are about to be entering back into school, and our youth ministry is ready to equip them, to love on them. Patrick and Sheridan are here. Would you guys stand? If you serve in youth ministry in any capacity, would you stand? Here's what I want to do as you stand. I want to honor you, I want to recognize you, and I want to pray for you. Church, would you join me and praying for these people? God, right now, we thank you for your frontline mission workers. God, the places that you call us to is mission work. Right where you have us is mission work. I pray that you would remind us of that. I pray that you would encourage us with that. I pray that we would know that as we enter into homes, as we enter into families, as we teach, as we care, as we give, all these things, God, that we have been given an opportunity to tell people, to show people about Jesus. God, I pray for each individual that's entering into this, the weight, the burden, the stress, the anxiety, all of it, God. I pray, man, that they would seek you out so that they could be filled up with your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, so that it can overflow out of them into these kids, into their families. May they see the love of Jesus in us. May they see the love and grace and patience and compassion of Jesus in us. May they know that someone cares and loves them so much, and may they know above all else that you, God, love them and care for them so much that you sent Jesus to die for them. May that be our mission. God, continue to use us to share the hope that we have found in Jesus. It's in his name that I pray. Amen.